guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Talking Throttle with me, Alex. If you can't see, and if you are listening to this on, say, Spotify or Apple Music, you'll notice I'm in the car. And you may think, well, is she in the car today? Well, there's a very simple answer, actually. It is now Tuesday. It's 10 minutes past three. I have just got home. And my deadline to get everything posted, ready, edited, all that type of stuff is 7 o'clock today. So I've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't even laugh at me for using my fingers either. But 4 hours, talk about it, go into a little bit of detail, go inside, edit it. And hopefully, if you are seeing this video, it means I've got everything done in the space of 4 hours. I want to make sure that I'm getting it. Yes, I'd like to get the content out on time, but I also want to make sure it's not rushed and it is the right, or like at least makes me happy and makes me think, yeah, okay, I've done that. Like that's to the best of my ability, full stop, period. So let's get into what actually happened over the weekend then, because I feel like there's a lot for us to go into, as there always is after a Grand Prix, but I think this Grand Prix hit a lot closer to home. And I think it sounds so crazy because I'm obviously into the sport, right? And I love Formula One, excuse me, and I love the action and I love the thrill of it all and I love the excitement. But I think for the first time throughout me watching it ever, I think that's the first weekend I've genuinely felt emotional watching it. And I'm so happy that I'm falling in love with the sport to be able to feel that emotion. But to experience that emotion in the moment isn't always like the best. It's not something that I'd necessarily want to do again. So let's talk about the qualifying. So if I remember correctly, we had Charles Leclerc. He got pole in the qualifying, which was a shock to everybody. Ah, you almost died on me, but I saved you. I didn't let you die. But it was a normal race this weekend. Let's get into what happened at qualifying then. So obviously off the back of the Belgian Grand Prix, we had a Piastri win, Norris in second, potentially Verstappen third, I can't remember. So coming into this weekend, it was going to be a continuation of the last, but also keeping an eye on a few other names and teams that may do something out of the blue, which in the past couple of weeks, that's been happening a lot. So off the back of that, I mean, Charles got pole. I didn't expect Charles to get pole, but he manages to get position himself in first. He's like, brilliant, cool, Ferrari are doing really well. And then we had, excuse me, I've got something in my eye. And then we had the McLaren boys, I think it was Piastri and then Norris, which is basically the way that it finished in Belgium. I think it was Piastri, then Norris. So to recap what we spoke about at the end of the vlog last week, I'm sure we said that now there was a 9-8 point gap between Piastri and Norris in first and second in the World Drivers' Championship. And then for the constructors, it was literally McLaren and then Ferrari in second. Anyway, the reason why I mentioned qualifying is because I'm not even going to speak. I think I'm going to be a little bit lazy here and I'm going to just add the clips in first and foremost. So here's the first clip of what Lewis's response was post-qualifying. Because if you don't know, obviously Lewis had, let's just call it what it is, okay? It was probably the worst weekend he's had his entire career, near 20 years in the sport. And that has to have been statistically the worst weekend or the worst ending I think he's had, right? This is one that he tends to do really, really well in. And I've even gone through some like old stats, which I'll go through in a minute, But typically with the Hungarian Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton tends to do really, 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 really well. It's a track that he knows quite well. So with that being said, he managed to get out of Q1 and then he got into Q2. And then don't even think it was a case where lap time was deleted. I just don't think he had this pace to get out of Q2. So we ended up finishing like 12th. So on the Sunday, we had Charles starting on first and then Lewis starting in 12th. Fine. So Lewis's post-qualifying interview, that's what I'm going to put now. This was what he said after qualifying 12th. Here you go.
I'm just useless.
So say again?
I'm just useless.
But that isn't obviously the case.
It clearly
you're not.
Is. What? Yeah, it's just drove terribly. It is what it is.
Was it, do you just not feel comfortable in the car in that part of quali? Did something change?
Nothing changed.
All right. I'm not Lewis.
that was the first thing that I had to watch. Like, it sounds silly. You may think, why are you getting so emotionally invested? Like, I'm sorry, no, no, that's my sporting hero. If he is upset, boy, I'm upset too. If he's crying, I am crying too, okay? I feel the pain that he feels. We're in sync, obviously. It's never nice to hear any champion. It doesn't matter whether it's a one-time world champion, two, three, or even a driver. I don't have to be a champion to feel that way. And for him to kind of say, I'm useless, that's like hearing Superman, Batman, Iron Man being defeated in whatever fight that they've had, and at the end of it, you know, things are not going their way, but they just say, oh fucking hell, I'm so, excuse my French, but like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so useless. To hear him say that word in particular is devastating, because I'm one of those people which will literally delve into any language that you use. So if you use the word, for example, useless, that tells me that you've given up all hope on not only just you but your ability as well. So that's a very particular word to use. And he went on to say, like, look, clearly it's not the car, because the car, somebody's managed to get pole in that car, but I'm there in 12. But I think I think listening to this, and there are a few other clips which I think, you know what, I'll just add them in now. So this is the second clip that I wanted to add.
Can you help us understand the comment a bit more?
Not particularly. When you have a feeling, you have a feeling. And there's a lot going on in the background that is not great. So, yeah.
Have you lost your love of racing right now?
No, I still.
And this is third. You can tell that he is being so hard on himself. You can actually see it. Like, for him to turn around and say, well, clearly the car's not the issue, I'm the issue. Look, the car's managed to get itself into first place. But I think what he needs to bear in mind, and I think it's something that all fans, or Lewis fans are thinking anyway, is that Charles has been with Ferrari since the start of his career. So we're talking, he's been there for years. Yes, because Seb, but this is me thinking in my head, because Seb was still driving. So I want to say 2018, 2017. So let's say it is 2018, right? So 7 years he's been in Ferrari. Yes, it takes me that long to do my maths. You better mind your business. But the point I'm trying to make is that Charles has been with Ferrari for 7 years, which means he is, over that 7 year period, he's become more familiar with the car. Like, literally, Charles has never drove for anybody else. He's only drove for Ferrari. So he's a lot more familiar with the way that the car is set out and the way that it needs you to drive. So different cars in Formula Ones, yes, okay, they're all F1 cars. But even if you look at, like, this sounds so small, but even if you look at, like, the Lego models of the cars, or if you look at the cars closely in real life, they're all very different, which means that because the car itself is different, I'm sure you can imagine, like, it takes a different style of driving each particular car. Now, for Lewis, who's been with Mercedes for about 12 years, for him to be so used to the controls in a Mercedes car, he needs to go to Ferrari, who already have a car. He then needs to adapt himself to that car, not to mention you've got the new everything regulations coming in for next season, which means that Ferrari are going to have to start, every team's going to start their car from scratch again anyway. So the truth of the matter is, Lewis is in a bit of a rock and a hard place? I don't think that's the same, but that's the same I'm going to go for anyway. He's in a bit of a tricky one right now. But I think the most disappointing thing to come out of all the clips that I've just showed you is that it's a lot of self-doubt, and it's a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on in here. And I think at one point he did say, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of tears during the summer break, and that's so sad to hear one of the favorites in the sport kind of say something like that. It's not the nicest thing to hear. A scene on my Instagram, and I remember watching the film, because this particular film I watched, I don't know why, I think it was just before Creed. I think Creed 1 or 2 was coming out, and I decided, let me watch all the Rocky films. And I seen this clip on Instagram, and it literally resonated with me, considering the weekend that Lewis has just had. So I'm going to add this clip in here, but this is this this clip came to mind. Here you go.
Then it's weird if you don't believe in who you are. I don't believe in myself no more. Don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it. I'm afraid. All right? You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down? All right, I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid, too. There's nothing wrong with being afraid.
There is. For me, there is.
Why, you're human, aren't you?
Look, I don't know what I am. All I know is I'm a liar. And because of that, Mickey ain't here no more.
You were a champion, and you did what you were expected to do. And you did what I and everybody else thought you should do. And you want to tell me that those fights weren't real, that you were carried? Well, I don't believe it. It doesn't matter what I believe, because you're the one that's got to carry that fear around inside you. Afraid that everybody's going to take things away. Afraid you're going to be remembered as a coward, that you're not a man anymore. Well, none of it's true. But it doesn't matter if I tell you. It doesn't matter because you're the one that's got to settle it. Get rid of it. Because when all the smoke has cleared and everyone's through chanting your name, it's just going to be us. And you can't live like this. We can't live like this.
Rocky is about to train for a new fight. And he's at that point where, yes, he's a champion, but he's scared. And his fear is then getting the best of him when it comes to his relationships, his friendships, whatever, whatever, all the type of stuff. And his wife has to go up to him and say, what's wrong with you? And then he gives like an answer and he's like, I'm scared. The family, I've got to think about what the family did. And then she sits there and, she, and this is what I love her as a character. But she says, no. What's the truth? Tell me the truth, because you ain't telling me the truth right now. And then it goes on again, and she's like,
everything but the truth. What's that truth, damn it?
I'm afraid, all right?
He stands there and she listens to him, and the words that she says back to him in that scene are the scenes that I wish I could say to Lewis Hamilton to his face. Like, you're a champion. The decisions that you've made to get you to the position that you're in now, we supported you through that because we thought it was a good idea. Not to mention the fact that you don't just go to sleep one night, wake up the following morning, and then forget that you've got the abilities that you have. So I think Lewis has been extremely hard on himself in this instance. And I did also want to add the two other clips, because let's be honest, like, I know I speak a lot about Lewis coming into these videos and these vlogs, and obviously the vlogs are supposed to be about F1, but you can't ask me to make a Formula One podcast in general and not speak about the greatest to ever do it. It's like talking or making a basketball podcast and not talking about Steph Curry, or not speaking about LeBron James and the issues that they have. Lewis has got issues at the moment, and I think although the Hungarian Grand Prix was, it was 10 out of 10, like, it was so good. Although it was a good race, I do think that the main story from that head, from that weekend, was seeing Lewis so distraught. This, the first clip I will add is what Toto Wolff, so that's Lewis Hamilton's old team boss, what he had to say, and then I'll follow that with a clip of his current team boss, Fred Vasseur. Here we go.
Maybe he shouldn't have left Mercedes, Toto. He's not happy there at Ferrari.
I don't know. You know, I've always said that Lewis in a good weekend is still an absolute dominant guy. He's always been strong in the second half of the season also, so never write Lewis Hamilton off.
And you're confident as well he will recapture his best form on track, which is obviously key.
I think it's on Sky that last week you said that, yeah, he had a fantastic race. No?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, good.
I do want to say, Fred is that girl. Fred is a diva, okay? This is how it goes. It goes Toto, then it goes Fred. I love them too. So I've done my research and I just have to make sure that I am right in saying this. So people have been saying that Lewis's first year at Ferrari has been terrible. He's washed up, he's done, and he hasn't got anything left. Let me read out the numbers to you, because I didn't realise this until I actually looked at it myself. So, Lewis left McLaren and went to Mercedes. When he went to Mercedes, everybody told him that was a bad idea, a bit of a mistake, you shouldn't do that. In his first year at Mercedes, this was how he finished, right? So, 5th, 3rd, 3rd, 5th, 12th, 4th, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 1st. The only place he did go first was the Hungarian Grand Prix, which we've just finished. 3rd, 9th, 5th, 5th, did not finish, 6th, 7th, 4th and 9th. One win. And I also want to point out that in that same year, the people who did win each race, I'm going to go through that as well. So Vettel, Alonso, Rosberg, Vettel, Hamilton, Vettel. So do also want to point out that Rosberg won two races in that season. Now, Rosberg was Lewis's teammate, who went on to win the 2016 championship. So, championship winner as well, but Lewis only won one. And that's his first year at Mercedes after being at McLaren. His second year at Mercedes, the results are as follows. First, did not finish. Third, did not finish. First. Are you taking the mick? Like, I know people have been saying, oh, he's done, he's not good at Ferrari. The statistics speak for themselves. When Lewis went to Mercedes in the first year, 12ths, 4ths, 9ths, 8th, 7th, 6th, like, that was him at his first year at Mercedes. He then went on following year, pretty much won every single race of the season and went on to win 6 championships with them. So, I think I go on, I agree with what Toto says. You never, ever, ever count Lewis Hamilton out. And I think in this instance, and that's why I bring the numbers out, because I don't think people understand, like, this is normal. And I think there is a lot of pressure, which is then falling back onto Lewis, which is making Lewis think, I don't know if I can do this anymore. You can. You just need to remember that you can. You're a 7-time world champion, my guy. You can do it. Nonetheless, I've got it done. And I'm hoping it is now 4 o'clock. So I've spent an hour recording. 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 hours editing. Wish me luck. So if you see it, then that means I've got it done, baby. I got it done. But if you don't see this, then that means it isn't done. It may have to come out a little bit later. If it's out a little bit later, then I do apologise. But if you've got to this part of the video, then thank you so much for doing so. I'm looking here. Well, my camera's here. Girl, you're looking in the right place. Thank you so much for watching. I will be back next week with another episode. We haven't got a race for now for another 3 weeks, but that doesn't matter. We can talk about it. But I appreciate you watching it to this point. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And then I will see you more relaxed next week. Bye.